Welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus at dysfunctionaldysfunctional.com, and today I have an interview I did with John Paul Medrano. Medrano will be part of two shorts coming up, including the short Las Vampiras.
What has it been like transitioning from living in Mexico to being a U.S. actor?
Well, I mean, it, like, I don't feel much of a change, like a change, because I mean, I live in Tijuana, like San Diego's actually close by, and I always move, every weekend for the past like 20 years I've been in San Diego. So I mean, it's actually kind of nice. I mean, sure, there's a few differences, but I still feel like home.
Has the change affected the way you see acting or the way you see what you do?
Well, I mean, there's not much. Before there were not much acting in Mexico, but it's like here's it's a lot more different. But I mean, I like the fact that filmmaking is actually progressing in Mexico.
How have you seen it progressing, and what kind of opportunities have you seen open?
Well, I mean, for example, I mean, we have Cuarón, El Chivo, Guillermo del Toro. I mean, they inspire a lot of filmmakers. For example, I mean, there's a director I've been working on, Alejandro Caguam. He's from Mexico City, and he's also doing a lot of Scorsese, Tarantino style films. For example, we shot one called So You Want to Be a Gangster, which is going to premiere next year. And in the process of being in a film festival.
Who have been your inspirations?
It's a combination of a lot of people. On a comedic standpoint, like Robin Williams or Jim Carrey in action would be kind of Bruce Willis or Denzel Washington. Like Denzel Washington or Cuba Gooding Jr. or Edward Norton in more serious aspect, and like Van Damme or Schwarzenegger. You know, like the typical movies you watch most when you're a kid.
So what did you grow up watching? What genre did you most enjoy as a kid?
Straightforward, like action, comedy, and animation, like Disney movies.
Is there any in particular that you remember watching over and over again?
Face Off and Mortal Kombat.
What was it about Face Off that you liked so much?
I mean, I like the action, the shooting and the jumping, and the scene where Nicolas Cage comes out of his car and he has this really awesome coat that's just flying over like it's a cape. Mm-hmm. It was really fun, a fun movie.
So you are part of Las Vampiras. What was it like being in that project?
It was actually pretty interesting, and honestly, it was a little unexpected, because when I went to the audition, it was my character was going to be the typical scumbag who tries to rape the protagonist, but then gets turned into a vampire as a result. But as I go to the audition, I see a lot of people who look more fit for the role, and I was a little nervous at times. I even sounded nervous when I started the audition, but then weeks after, when I get a call that I got booked, it was surprising, because I never knew I had a chance. I mean, it's kind of fun, because as I said a lot of times on different occasions, that the ones you feel like you were at your worst are the ones you unexpectedly get. It's kind of like the interesting things about an audition. You never know when you're going to get it. Even though you feel you had it locked down, you didn't get it. And sometimes you feel nervous, maybe I didn't get it. Maybe I should have said this instead of that. Where you actually unknowingly nail it.
Yeah. So you also have another project coming out called Mira Protocol. Is there anything you could tell us about that one?
That one's more like a sci-fi-ish post-apocalyptic setting. I forgot the name of the movie. It was it's a Cuarón movie. It's one with a cry bone. But the thing is, it's a post-apocalyptic, mm-hmm. where. The cartels and the mafia are controlling the city, the major cities now, and it's forbidden to go outside and to speak up and to always bow at the cartel when they approach. and like I play one of the key mob enforcers.
These two projects seem very different. How has each of them helped you improve as an actor?
Well, I mean, it keeps you on your toes. Like, I mean, you get like a lot of. I mean, like you don't like it's kind of funny because sometimes you don't feel it when you're acting in it, but when you see it on screen, you see the whole difference. It's basically just immerse yourself in the situation that you're in, and the results will show.
Other than being an actor, you're also a graphic designer. How does that mesh into being an actor? How do you bring the two together?
Well, I mean, funny story. Like the when I graduated from high school, I wanted to go to a film school, but at the time I didn't have enough money to move to Los Angeles, and back then, like filmmaking was not that prominent in Mexico. So I went to a college called Cetis Universidad from Tijuana, and I chose digital graphic design because like I loved the atmosphere. And also found out that they had like two semesters worth of filmmaking. And actually it was fun. It was interesting. I learned how to design like posters and work with 3D animation, a little bit with 3D animation. And, but then like when I graduated and I still felt like I wanted to act. So I saved enough money and actually bumped into an old friend from high school who also wanted to be in acting, and he told me about the New York Film Academy in Los Angeles, and we both went.
Well, how was your experience like in the New York Film Academy in Los Angeles?
It was actually interesting. I mean, it had its ups and downs. Like, I mean, what other school doesn't?
Yeah.
But it was still a very amazing and rewarding experience. Like, I actually learned a lot, met a lot of great people, people who I still work with today. And it's like there like a lot of perks. I mean, like I still work with some people who are still studying, some already graduated, and like the ones who are still studying, like they have access to a lot of film equipment, and they little by little get more and more experience.
So you came out to Scare LA this year. How was your experience in that?
It was actually really interesting. Like, I I go to Comic-Con like almost every year, but when I went to Scare LA, at first I felt a little out of place because like, honestly, like horror, like, is not one of my all time favorite, subjects. But like, once I walked around, and it's actually pretty interesting. I mean, it's a really different, atmosphere, and it was very fun, actually.
Is horror something you look forward to doing a little bit more now, or are you still a little bit more skeptic on it?
Well, I mean, sure, but like honestly, like a psychological thriller would be more what I'd be more interested in doing. I mean, like a slasher or gory flick. I mean, it's interesting, but like I would prefer more like psychological thriller.
Awesome. I also read that you were inspired by a trip you took to Universal Studios as a kid.
It was really fun. Like, I mean, I was like 6 or 8 years old, and my family went with a friend of my dad's. Like, where like both families went to the Universal Studios when I was a kid, and it was actually really fun. But then I remember, like, very clearly, we were one of those shows where theater shows were about Harry and the Hendersons, mm-hmm. and they asked someone from the audience, and they asked for me, and then, like, and the woman tells me, like, hey, scream at the audience very loud, and like, I'm screaming and screaming and screaming, and then I turn around, I see a Bigfoot right behind me, and it scares the crap out of me, but it was actually, like, really fun. It was a really fun experience, and like one of my second inspirations was when I saw like seeing action movies like The Rock or Face Off. That's when I was like, I want to do something like that. Like, I mean, to be a part of something so amazing.
Other than that, even though you lived in Mexico, you had a lot of American pop culture inspire you. What pop culture do you remember from your childhood?
Well, I mean movies and cartoons, the music. I mean, like Linkin Park or hell, even Backstreet Boys when I was a little kid.
Where can people reach you on social media or see your stuff online?
Oh, I have an Instagram page, John Paul Medrano.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time. It's been awesome talking to you.
Check out more interviews here on audioboom.com/channels/dysfunctional. Check out more entertainment news on dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, Dysfunctional on Snapchat, and on the Good Shows app.